Yecheskel Perik Mem Zion Pasuk Vav Liunish Masarenu Harav Avraham Nesanel Ben Rav Shlomo Refuah Shlema. For those who could use a little Refuah Shlema, Vayomer Eli. So the Malach measured out 1,000 several times over, 1,000 amos, to the point where he hit roughly 5,000 amos, 10,000 feet or so. He's out on the Har HaBayis, and what was once a trickle of water emanating from under the Bayis and near the Mizbeach is now a raging torrent that can't be crossed. Vayomer Eli Haro'isa ben Adam. And the Malach says to Yechezkel, have you seen, son of man? Did you see how, Rashi says, how much the stream swelled up? Did you notice the water? Vayolicheni vayishiveni al sfas hanochal. And so he took me, he led me and returned me to the bank of the stream, because you could no longer walk in the water. Now you have to be on the banks of it. Have you seen this? Rabbi Breuer says, this is the requirement that has to be met if the waters accomplish their wondrous work. That is, that the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't just confined, as it were, to the Beis HaMikdash, but the greater the distance from the actual Kodesh, the more powerful the impact becomes. He says this is a metaphor for human beings. We have to surrender completely to the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We experience its healing power in our own lives, and then we can behold its wondrous strength in nature as well. And these are phrases that modern Jews are uncomfortable with. And by modern Jews, I don't mean modern Orthodox. I mean Jews who are accustomed to not thinking in terms of surrendering to the Spirit of God and the healing power of God in our lives. These are phrases that have been co-opted by popularized religion in America, where the ideas are just said in an empty way. You feel the Spirit? Do you feel the power of the Lord? Yeah, but this is talking about truly internalizing it and feeling it and letting it flow through you. Not to give you some kind of power, not to give you some kind of comfort with things going wrong with your life, as the snake oil preachers would have you believe on Sunday morning television. But the idea that you are trying to be the best Eved Hashem that you can be by allowing this to become your chief priority. Stop thinking about traffic, coffee, Wagyu steak, whatever it is that is upsetting us in our relationships with other people. Open ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I listened to some shiurim. I went to Yom Iyun on Nach at SAR High School in Riverdale this past week. It was tremendous. And they talk about the yeshivas, Rabbi Yitzchak Et Shalom from Los Angeles, who I've met several times. He's really something. He teaches Nach as his entire life. And he was talking about the yeshivas for the B'nai Nevi'im, the ones during the time of Shmuel HaNavi, the ones with whom Shaul HaMelech, Hagam Shaul Bein HaNavi'im, you know, we said that back when we learned Sefer Shmuel. They had yeshivos to train people in methodology to make themselves more open to the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And none of those Nevi'im ever amounted to anything that became canonized in the Sfarim L'Dorei Doros, but they were very widespread, thousands of them at the time in Eretz Yisrael. Another example, perhaps, of something we don't appreciate till we don't have it anymore. And that's a real skill, to be able to meditate to the point to calm your ego, your egocentric existence. There are people I know, sometimes I am those people, who can't get off our phones. It's all FOMO, it's all fear of missing out, but that means the focus is iPhone, I, me, me, me. And here, the focus is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, purely and simply. That's an amazing thing. So Rabbi Breuer is really pinpointing something about this. And if Rabbi Breuer, writing in the shadow of the Holocaust, can see the world this way, then we who live in relative comfort and ease despite the upheavals of the past 2 years, we need to start thinking more seriously about how to buckle down and really do this kind of work. Here endeth the lesson. Zion, Bishuveni, Vihine El Sas HaNachal, Eitz Rab Ma'od. When I returned, behold, on the bank of the stream was a very great, and this is not a very great tree. There was an abundance of trees. Mizeh u'mizeh, on either side, on this side and that side. I heard a description by some of the guys who are in the yeshiva that tries to go up onto the Har HaBayis to daven. And they've managed it over the last several years. It's pretty impressive. They only go to the parts of the Har HaBayis they're allowed to go to. I heard a presentation by one of the Rosh Yeshiva of the whole effort. But he described how the Arabs in Israel who say that the Har HaBayis matters to them use it as an open soccer field for the kids. And it's just ruins. It's just sand dunes. It's just a barren hillscape. And here we've got a stream with trees on either side, a profusion of them. Vayomer Eli. And he said to me in Pasuk Ches, Hamayim ha'ela yotzim el ha'gelila ha'kadmona. This water is going out to the eastern frontier. We're used to thinking of the Galil as being to the north, but this is the frontier to the east. Remember, to the east of Eretz Yisrael is the country, so-called Jordan, the Transjordan in the Torah. And going further, you end up, you know, Iran, Iraq, Syria, all of the areas out in the Middle East. So these waters are going to head that way, the Yordu al Ha'arava, and they're going to descend upon the plain. That's the direction of Yericho, which was entirely dry. No water in those places, and yet there's going to be a river. I mean, the River Jordan, obviously, the Yarden. Uvo Hayoma. And they'll come to the sea. So what sea? So this is the Sea of Tiberias. And the sea, Rashi says, the Sea of Sodom, which, of course, we're not accustomed to Sodom having oceans. But this is not the Western Sea, the Mediterranean. This is an Eastern Sea. El Hayoma Hamutsaim V'Nirpu Hamoyim. To the sea that is brought out, and the waters will be healed. So all of those salt waters that are undrinkable, all of the water that has been poisoned by all the decades of barrenness in Eretz Yisrael are going to be healed to the point where there's going to be drinking and life. And we'll see more about that in Pasuk Tes as we go on. But maybe I was thinking about these psukim in terms of post-nuclear war. God forbid that anything should ever come to that. Thank you, Iran. But when you're talking about a barren wasteland where the rocks themselves have been impregnated with death rather than life, as the Tochacha describes, is that not how we understand the areas where nuclear testing and nuclear weaponry are used? And the idea that the water is poisoned and need to be healed, is that not what happens in a modern war with the most modern of weapons that we can even envision? The fact is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is promising to heal Eretz Yisrael from that. And God forbid that such a conflict would ever come to Eretz Yisrael. It's bad enough when we have to deal with conventional war right now. But Hashem is making a promise about what's going to be in the far-flung future. And there's going to be a healing, and there's going to be plenty, and there's going to be greenery and vegetation and oceans where now, you know, we're going to make the desert bloom, we said in Eretz Yisrael. And here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make the desert bloom on a scale that even we have not dreamed of.